Free Talk Live. It's your show. You can bring up whatever you want via the toll-free number 800-259-9231. That is the SACL CAI toll-free line.
And Sam.
Totally free. So enjoy those on us. Again, freetalklive.com. Shows about your calls. We start out by going to them. Brian is on the line in New Hampshire. Brian Travis, one of the early movers from the Free State Project. We talked to you last night. We've been talking with you over the last several weeks after your home and property was raided by a bunch of cops and a whole lot of SPCA-affiliated volunteers. They came in, they stole the horses, many of your wife's horses, I think 12 out of 20, if I'm not mistaken. And they still have those horses. They aren't talking to the media. They're very shady, very shifty. They're not even following their own rules. They didn't even warn you that this was coming, which, according to their own rules, they're supposed to, amongst other things. But now you've got an update for us. What's happening today?
Well, today the sergeant told me last week that, you know, he could bring back six of the horses if we could prove that there's enough shelter. And I said, what about the other six? Oh, we'll call you. You know, we'll be in touch. So, I reluctantly invited them over here. I felt like I was being burglarized. Today they had their camera, and this, guy from the SPCA, came by too, and it was all I could do to maintain my composure.
It was the same guy, the same, Steve Sproul, the bureaucrat?
Yes.
Okay.
Anyway, I said nothing. We had a lawyer here. He did the talking, and they came and said, the shelters were adequate, but they had some draft holes in the back, and so it wasn't to, you know, there were some slats in the back to let some air through during the summer because we're almost summer. And I said, oh well, that's not going to keep the snow off the horse. And, you know, the law says three-sided shelter. It doesn't say they have to not let the snow through, but that's another issue. Anyway, they said everything looks fine, and we'll get back to you. And then they showed the charges, and like I predicted last night, Heidi was charged with breaking some of their statutes, their rules.
So they have at this point, did they arrest her or just give her, like, a complaint or a citation or something?
Well, giving a complaint and citation is the arrest.
Yeah,
so
that's true. But she didn't get cuffed and taken down
to the station where they, gave her the complaints, and we went through that whole process, the booking or whatever they call it.
So she did get taken to the police station.
Yes, they have to do the fingerprinting and all that crap. And then, you know, the bail bondsman was there and $40, and we're out. So that's where we are now. What I said last night that we found out was, of course, they're going to press charges, because if they don't press charges, then our little town is responsible for the vet bills and, you know, whatever shelter and mileage and, you know, whatever the expenses were incurred in taking care of the horses for the last couple of weeks.
But if she's found guilty,
no incentive for saying your horses are okay, you know, they want the money.
But
so now, by pressing these charges, you know, we've got to pay for all that.
Right. If she's found guilty, then she'll be responsible. She'll be liable for all of those charges, whatever arbitrary amount they decide. Oh, well, you know, that cost us $20,000, or whatever it is they have determined.
Right. I mean, they're at the Ritz-Carlton right now, I'm assuming.
Oh, gosh, Brian. So what are these? What are the charges?
I'm sorry.
What are the charges? Can you enumerate them? Are there multiple? Is it one per horse?
Yeah, you know what they do. They just kind of count them up. There's two categories. One of them is a failure to provide shelter by their rules. Their rules say that between November 1st and April 15th, you have to provide a three-sided shelter with a roof, for all the horses. And we had that, of course, but we didn't want to show them when they came to ask in November because, you know, stay off my property. It's none of your business.
Yeah.
So that's when they came in with the search warrant, you know, after the long winter. You know, they came in just about spring with a search warrant. So if they really thought the horses were in danger, they should have
moved sooner.
Time.
Yeah.
And the other charge is a couple of counts of not feeding them enough or something like that. I don't really know. I don't have it. The lawyer has all that.
Are these misdemeanors? Violations?
Yes. Yes.
Yes and yes?
I'm sorry, a Class B misdemeanor.
Class B. Okay, so that means that she's not facing, my understanding is that means she's not facing time in jail, but they will most certainly likely do something like try to fine her.
I'm not really sure. The lawyer's looking into all that. They didn't even fill out the paperwork, the charges right, and they're already starting to back off on the amount of money that they say they owe us, or we owe them for the care of the horses for the last 2 weeks.
So what do you?
It should be interesting. I really can't say much more. I'm sorry. You know, I'm under
the lawyer.
Kind of a self-imposed gag rule from the attorney while we figure out how this is all going to play out. So I won't be able to fill you guys in as much as I used to be now that there's actual charges and there's you know, kind of a strategy here for dealing with them.
Well, I don't know how much money they can actually demand. I'm sitting here looking at the front page of the New Hampshire SPCA website, and there's a little box on here that says, thank you, thank you, thank you. The New Hampshire SPCA would like to extend our deepest thank you to our community. We experienced an outpouring of generosity for several horses that were in need of temporary housing and donations. So, and then they also have a picture. They don't really show the full horse. All they show is the
head. They sent out, the SPCA sent out, use this front page article in the Union Leader last week or right after the raid, a couple weeks ago. Mm-hmm. Two front page articles, 2 days in a row. They used that. They had the balls to use that to send out a donation soliciting, you know, to send a press release soliciting donations.
Right.
Oh,
so,
you know, this is the largest, you know, seizure history or
right.
in recent memory. You know, we need your donations.
So after all this,
could have got $20,000 donations for this stuff, and we have to pay for the care. No, everyone else has already paid for the care.
Yeah, but it's not going to work out that way. It's interesting that you guys are pointing this out, because when all this washes out, the way they'd like to see it play out is that you and Heidi have to pay through the nose, however much they decide that you have to pay, because the judge will probably determine that you not only have to pay for the the SPCA's fees, but you also have to pay some sort of punitive fine. Plus, they'll also get all this extra money, as they said, this record amount of money that came in from the saps around the state that think that they're doing the right thing. So they're cashing in all left and right, all over the place.
Yeah, see, that's not going to happen, though, because the judge isn't going to decide this. If it's going to go that far, there's going to be a jury, and the SPCA is going to be the one on trial, not Heidi. And they know this thing, and we'll see what happens. And
all right, so
I shouldn't say anymore.
So you guys aren't going to necessarily give in and pay the fine? I don't know if you can even answer that question, but you're continuing
to... Oh,
hell no. You can't answer the question, or you're not going to pay the fine?
We're not going to give in. No, not now.
Okay. All right. Very good. Well, keep us as much in the loop as you can, okay, Brian?
Okay, we'll do, guys.
All right, good luck out there with that lawyer stuff. 800-259-9231. It's usually the lawyer that says, don't talk about this, right?
Yes.
Isn't that usually how it works?
Yep.
So I don't know how it would be that talking about your situation would harm you, but I guess they believe that to be the case. And it's their case.
Well, they don't want somebody to say something that's damaging, so the best way for that to avoid that is to tell them not to talk at all.
Toll-free number here is 800-259-9231. That is the SACL CAI toll-free line. We continue here with Tom in New Hampshire. You're on Free Talk Live. Hello, Tom.
Yeah, I just wanted to point something out about political debate. There's a couple of things. First of all, one technique that I use on one of my websites there is to take pictures off of congressional websites of the congressmen talking with constituents,
mm-hmm.
and then I add voice balloons in which the congressman offers the lame excuse for the government to violate people's rights, and then another voice balloon pointing to the citizen rebutting that. You know, there's a technique that people can use on political websites there to help it, because it has people who visit that site picture themselves actually bringing the debate to the elected officials.
Plus, you can also put words in the politicians' mouths. Thanks for the call, Tom. 800-259-9231. I happen to agree. I think it's kind of a funny tactic.
Yeah, it sounds fun.
Taking pictures of Congress people, putting word balloons up to them, and making them say whatever you want them to say. I mean, you usually don't have to make it up, though. They put their feet in their own mouths plenty often for you to just take their own quotes if you want. 800-259-9231. That is the SACL CAI toll-free line. You can bring up anything. In fact, you spoke to a bunch of politicians recently, Sam. We might talk about that coming up. Take your calls as well. This is Free Talk Live.
You ever have one of those days where everything goes right? First, I get the best parking space at work. Tonight, I have a date with a very lovely Rachel. And today, I gave a killer presentation in Sydney, finalized a contract in London, and demoed our new product in Boston. Online, from my desk, with WebEx. WebEx lets me take meetings and give presentations from my desk. I just talk to clients on the phone, and they watch what's happening on my desktop from their desktop. So I can travel the world and still be here for my date tonight with Rachel.
Travel less, meet online. Go to WebEx.com and try WebEx free. Just click the radio graphic and enter promo code 600 to get a free trial and a free webcam, too. Remember that code, 600, to qualify for the free webcam. WebEx, now part of Cisco and used by more than 5.5 million people every month. Give it a try, free. Go to WebEx.com and enter the promo code 600. WEBEX.com. Free webcams available while supplies last. Terms and restrictions apply. See website for details.
This year, many of us will have to make the tough decision on what to cut back on and what's essential as we prepare for an uncertain future. In these troubled times, one of the most important things your family can have is good health. Some of the contributors to poor health are parasites, viruses, toxins, and heavy metals. It's a documented fact. 80% of all Americans and 85% of people around the world suffer from internal parasites and parasitic infection. Now you can fight internal parasites, heavy metals, and high cholesterol naturally and safely by mixing fossilized phytoplankton powder, also known as FPP, with your favorite beverage once a day. FPP is now available to you from freshwaterorganics.com. A 2-month supply starts at just $17. FPP is so affordable you can't afford to do without. Visit freshwaterorganics.com or call them toll free at 888-949-3570. That's 888-949-3570.
Life Change Tea sets the standard. Have you heard on radio all the new teas with funny names, movie stars, celebrities endorsing these products and so on? Have you checked the results? Not the pictures of the bikini babes and such, but the results. Have you checked the pricing and the funky 3-month contracts and all that stuff? Have you checked the results? Oh, that's right, I said that. Did you check the ingredients and did you check for caffeine? Yeah. Life Change Tea is the real deal. Not a new yippee-yay tea, but a tea if you drink it daily, it'll change your life, and it will clean your body. Our middle name is Results. You can pay more, and you can have a celebrity smile, or you can get results. Your call. Or should I say, make the call. Get the tea at 928-308-0408. That's 928-308-0408. Or you can order online at getthetea.com. That's getthetea.com. Order now for real results.
Companies continue to lay off thousands of people. Unemployment is the highest it's been in over 30 years. Statistics prove that in a recession, crime rates go up. Everyone needs something for that extra edge to prevent becoming a victim in these difficult and trying times. You need to prepare yourself with DPS pepper spray, available at MrDefense.com. DPS is the strongest pepper spray in the market and is the same spray used by hundreds of law enforcement agencies from around the world. Need something more? The Scorpion stun gun is a great way to take down a potential attacker. Mr. Defense also carries the largest selection of air tasers, knives, self-defense keychains, swords, batons, survival, spy, and tactical gear. Mention this ad and receive 10% off of your order and a free self-defense keychain. Visit MrDefense.com. That's MrDefense.com or call 1-800-313-6400. That's 1-800-313-6400 for all of your self-defense needs today.
This is Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231. And get interactive at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live. You can bring up anything. Just dial toll-free 800-259-9231. That is the SACL CAI toll-free line. It's Ian here with you.
And Sam.
And Mark.
You can join us online at freetalklive.com. All the features on the site we give away, so enjoy those on us. Features including the wiki, over 1,800 pages created by listeners like you. Just head over to wiki.freetalklive.com. Get interactive. It's like the listener editable version of our website. You can go over and see it for yourself. Wiki.freetalklive.com.
The Institute for Humane Studies is offering 12 different seminars this summer in locations across the country. Participation is free, and the IHS covers meals and housing. seminars are for those simply curious about libertarian philosophy, to those passionate about liberty, even those who want career advice, networking opportunities, and lectures relevant to each career path. Go to libertarianseminars.com and register today. The deadline is March the 31st. It's coming up quickly. Go to libertarianseminars.com for your seminar this summer.
Coming up here tonight, we may talk about this laughable newspaper bailout bill that they're looking at the national level. But first, let's talk about what happened with you last week, Sam. You weren't able to come on the show just because we have so many darn co-hosts. We can't fit them all into to 1 week's time frame. But you went out to the city council meeting here in Keene, New Hampshire, which is where we do this show. And this was kind of the first initial splash of Free Staters and liberty activists invading the city council chambers here in New Hampshire. It was a peaceful invasion.
Yes.
In fact, they were lauding you for how nice you were about it on the radio this past weekend. But you wanted to comment, I guess, on some of the comments that your appearance has been receiving on the internet. And the video is available, I think, is it on Freekeen's channel? I think we put it up there, right?
Yes.
Freekeen.com, you can go and, I know it's on Freekeen.com, you can definitely see it there.
I think so, and I added it as a favorite to my channel.
No, that's right.
It's
Coconut's channel. So you can just go to Freekeen.com and scroll down a bit, and you'll find the video of Sam and another activist, Patrick, here in the area, really just telling the city council what's for. And you did a fantastic job. I was really impressed. I thought it went over very well, and I think it's going to pave the way for more of this kind of stuff happening in the future, which I know it's gotten a lot of people excited, people that heretofore had looked at what was going on in the Keene area and said, well, yeah, it's mostly the voluntarist outside the system stuff. But this is kind of like outside the system people now coming into the system and really just not really being respectful, but at the same time not doing what they're expecting you to. And
with honesty, really, is all I went in and did. And I was really surprised and kind of taken back by the response. I didn't think it was such a big deal for me to go in and do that and to say what I did. I was really surprised at what some people said. Now, I do also go back and look around when I get time at some of the comments and the response to the story. And on Blog of Bile, there were some interesting comments, and I'm going to read one of them here. It says, good speech, poor reading. They should have memorized them so they could better connect with their audience. I watch poetry readings every other weekend, and I'll tell you this. If you're not memorizing what you're going to say, you're not really trying. I bet a little charisma would go a long way in this movement.
And I can't disagree that I read the speech, and then I saw the delivery of the speech. And I have to say that, you know, the delivery wasn't so great. And I went in front of the governor, a couple of weeks ago, and I had a speech that I'd been preparing for a long time. I'd memorized that thing. I'd delivered it to myself in the mirror many times, and
yeah, that's correct.
It was crappy. My delivery was bad.
So how would you say
that? I was standing in front of the governor of the state of Florida, and I was a little nervous, you know. And how many times have you delivered a speech in front of a city council now?
That was the second time.
Number two. Okay. So, maybe there's a learning curve to delivering speeches in front of governmental bodies where...
giving speeches, period.
Right. Well, where they can throw you in jail is even, you know, it adds a little something to it.
That's true, yeah.
There's the aspect of power involved. And, you know,
so there weren't any cops. I asked Sam this. There weren't any cops in the city council chambers. And I said, you know, if the Free Staters and the liberty activists keep showing up, it's not going to be long before they start bringing cops to these meetings.
Wouldn't surprise me. And, you know, Mark, I hear you. Let me say what I put into this speech. I heard about it earlier that day. I don't follow the city council meeting. I really don't care what they're out there doing. It was something that Patrick, one of the new movers to the Keene area, had posted, and I saw it about 5 o'clock that day. Started thinking, well, what would I go and talk about? Do I want to go and give this speech? And so about 6 o'clock, I finally decide, all right, I'm going to do it. I sit down at the computer, I type up the speech in 30 minutes. I went downstairs, gave it to a couple friends. They gave me some feedback. I went and changed a couple things about the co-op aspect to make it a little more friendly towards them. And then I printed it out, and I went. I had read through the thing one time. I didn't spend a lot of time preparing this. I didn't have a lot of time to go and prepare this. I have other things going on that I'm working on, and this is really not the top priority on my list of things to go and do.
Now, Sam, I'm sure you already know this, but just to reiterate it, and for anybody listening, I think it's easy to get caught up in what other people think about what you've done. And, of course, right. Everybody on the Internet is a critic, right? Because
right, yes.
They hide behind the security of their keyboards and, oh, well, I think that all libertarians should be skilled orators before they go in and speak. You need to take 6 months of Toastmasters before you go speak to the city council. But how many times have they gone
exactly.
and done the very same thing? If anything, you just going there and doing that is it's stepping out of one's own boundaries. It's doing something unusual. Of course, you're going to be excited about what you're doing, and that could take over some of your abilities to communicate as effectively as you might otherwise be able to. But, I mean, it takes practice. And for everybody to just think that you can walk through the door and be just perfect at this activism stuff and the first time out is ludicrous.
You know what they say about opinions, Sam. You could be in your yard shoveling manure, and someone would come along with a little suggestion about how you could best shovel the manure. They won't pick up a shovel, mind you. They'll just tell you how to do it properly.
Yeah, and that's exactly the point I wanted to bring up here.
So take it with a grain of salt is what I'm trying to say.
But I welcome feedback.
Sure.
I want to know what kind of impact my speech is having on people.
I think there's value to feedback,
there's
but I think
lot.
At the same time, you know, you can't take it too seriously
and
because there's always going to be other people who will say the opposite, who will just, you know, lavish praise upon you like me.
Yeah, and there's a saying that says those who can do, those who cannot teach.
Yeah.
And, you know, the updated version may be those who can do, those who cannot
comment
tell
on
other
blogs.
People what they should do
yeah.
on the Internet. And, you know, this is really what the Free State Project is about. It's not about sitting back and saying, oh, well, you should be doing it this way. If you only spent, you know, your whole day preparing this speech and memorizing it and practicing your delivery. And by the way, I could have done that. I used to get paid and sent around the world. I was flown to southern France to go deliver a speech at a telecom conference. So I know how to give good speeches. I could have done that, but it just wasn't that important to me.
It's a city council meeting. Who cares? It's a bunch of politicians.
Yeah. And you know, the Free State Project is really about people who want to get up and do things and break ground. And this, what I did, I think is going to open the door and show people what's possible. I'm not following in anybody's footsteps that I know of. I've never seen a speech like that delivered to the city council, but I think we're going to start seeing a lot more of those as people stand up and get active and do, you know, what they think is best. So if this is something, if you see something like that, don't think about, you know, how could I tell this guy he did it wrong? Think about how could I do it better?
How could I set the example? How could I go up there and show everybody how to do it better so they can follow my lead?
Yes, because that's what we need more of.
Leadership. Yeah. 800-259-9231. The instigators, people to take the lead on things. You can bring up whatever you want. Take the lead on Free Talk Live.
This year, millions of people will lose electricity. Ice storms, earthquakes, flooding, or hurricanes could leave you without power for days. Anyone that's ever been in a blackout knows that the first thing you need is a flashlight. That's why you need the Packlight. The Packlight is powered by a 9-volt battery and lasts up to 1,200 hours. It's so small, it fits right in your pocket and glows in the dark, making it easy to find when you need it most. One Florida customer says,
my pack light has lasted through 4 hurricanes in 2 years, over 30 days without electricity, and I'm still using the same battery.
The pack light comes with a 25-year warranty, and prices start at just $12.99. It's time for you to be prepared with a pack light. Visit us at 9voltlight.com. That's 9voltlight.com. Or call us today, toll-free, at 877-715-4448. That's 877-715-4448.
Do you have trouble sleeping due to sensations in your legs? You are not alone. Millions of Americans suffer from restless legs. Restless legs is a condition caused by the uncontrollable urge to move your legs. Signs include itching, pulling, tugging, and the feeling that bugs are crawling on your legs. If having restless legs is preventing you from getting the good night's sleep you deserve or is preventing you from enjoying life, you need Restulex. Restulex is an all-natural supplement that contains 74 essential vitamins, minerals, and herbs that you may not be getting in your diet.
diet. Restulex will help ease and comfort your restless legs within 24 hours and will allow you to go back to your regular routine without discomfort or embarrassment.
Call 888-4-FIT-LEGS. That's 888-434-8534. Or visit 4FITLEGS.com. That's the number 4FITLEGS.com. And ask how you can get Restulex for free today.
If you owe the IRS, you can't make the problem go away without professional help. But with the help of Dan Pilla, you can get your problem solved.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla, and I've been solving tax debt problems for 30 years, and I can help you too. We can stabilize IRS collection action and get your tax debt reduced, sometimes completely eliminated. And if you received a 1099 from a bank because of mortgage or other debt forgiveness, the vast majority of the time, I can show you how to completely erase it so you pay no taxes on what the IRS will consider to be taxable income. Call us for a free consultation to discuss the many possibilities. Call 1-800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NOTAX. Or go to my website at taxhelponline.com.
Dan Pilla has been protecting taxpayers from the IRS for 3 decades, and he can help you. Call us today, 800-346-6829. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.
Hi, this is Alex Jones. Did you know that the global elite are now storing non-hybrid seeds in secret storage vaults near the Arctic Circle? Did you know that in a real meltdown, non-hybrid seeds can become more valuable than silver or gold? It's true, seeds have outperformed even gold and silver before in this country, and it's possible that could even happen again. So our friends at Solutions from Science have put together the perfect mix of non-hybrid seeds. They call it a survival seed bank, and it can produce an endless supply of nutrient-dense food for you and your family. And here's the best part. These seeds have not been genetically modified in any way, and you actually get enough seeds to plant a full-acre crisis garden. So visit them today at survivalseedbank.com. That's survivalseedbank.com, or give them a call at 877-327-0365. That's 877-327-0365. Remember, in a real crisis, non-hybrid seeds are the ultimate barter item. This is Alex Jones for survivalseedbank.com.
Are you tired of searching for Freak Talk Radio? Well, search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
It's Free Talk Live. You bring up whatever you want via the toll-free number at 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. And it's Ian here with you.
And Sam.
And Mark.
You can join us online at freetalklive.com. All the features we give away, so enjoy those. Totally free, including updates. You get signed up. We keep you in the loop whenever there's something you need to know about Free Talk Live. Just go to updates.freetalklive.com. Get on the list free. That's updates.freetalklive.com. I just sent out an update, actually, just before the show, announcing that we now have an agreement with Newegg of Canada. And of course, we've talked to you before about how if you buy computer parts through newegg.freetalklive.com, Newegg, of course, being probably the most prominent computer parts vendor on the internet, just incredibly useful website and great prices as well. But if you buy parts through newegg.freetalklive.com, cdevolution.org, the fund that's been set up to help support civil disobedience and non-cooperative activists up here in New Hampshire, they will benefit from your purchases if you buy through newegg.freetalklive.com. But that was only for the U.S. Newegg, and apparently there's a Canadian Newegg, and now we've got to deal with them. So if you go to newegg.freetalklive.com and you're in Canada, you should automatically be routed to the Newegg Canada version of their website.
That's the theory anyway.
Yeah, it seems to work most of the time, and if it doesn't work for you, you can just, if you want, you can add a CA after Newegg, so neweggca.freetalklive.com. That'll take you right to it. Or Newegg US for the US one, if you want to guarantee to get to the right site. Because the script is just, you know, it's not perfect, but it does a pretty good job. So newegg.freetalklive.com to get the computer parts you need and benefit civil disobedience, the CD Evolution Fund at cdevolution.org. We continue with your phone calls. Talk to John in New Hampshire. John, you're on Free Talk Live with Ian, Sam, and Mark.
Gentlemen.
John, what's on your mind tonight?
Hey, I'm happy to see the whole crew there, my friend Sam. I'm happy to see that you're there because I'm glad that I had 2 week cooling off period because I was unhappy 2 weeks ago when you guys were at Milford Court.
Oh, yeah.
I'll ask you to, you know, if you need to go back and listen to the evening when that happened, when you were yelling, a whole different attitude than I expect from you. Tonight you're talking about being nice and respectful, and I know that you're into the law of attraction. Back then, a couple of weeks ago, I think you got kind of hyped up and you were yelling and interrupting. And
Can we explain for our listeners what you're referring to, Sam? Can you talk about what John is referring to for people that are just tuning in?
Sure. So, I walked into the Milford court there with my camera and my press pass on me, and the bailiffs took it upon themselves to send me over to the court clerk's window. First off, they told me I couldn't bring the camera into the lobby there, which it's a public building. They have no right to do that. They sent me over to get a motion. I was exercising a right, didn't really need a motion.
Because motioning is begging, right? Motioning is asking for permission.
Yeah. It's converting a right into a privilege. And really,
Sam, you're a good guy. Remember that.
Okay.
I want to act like a bad guy there.
Well, hang on. We got to let Sam get through the explanation for people that don't know what we're talking about here.
So I kind of explain that a little bit to the folks at the window. It doesn't take long. Well, first off, they wouldn't even give me their name. These are public officials refusing to give their name, which is really a huge problem that needs to be addressed. Sorry, throwing the studio cat out of my lap here. And so it didn't take long before, they walked away from me while I'm sitting there trying to talk to them at the window. I had to stick my mouth up to the little hole and say, hey, who are you? Are you refusing to identify yourself? That got the judge's attention in the back. They called for a hearing with Ian and I in there. They invited us up to the table, and that's at that point I realized so that it would be on the record. Do you remember that, Ian?
Mm-hmm, yeah.
And at that point, I realized, okay, this is a proceeding, and all proceedings are open to the public. So I just turned around, walked to the back door, opened the door, hit the bailiff who was guarding the outside of the door and not letting anyone in, and said, hey, if anybody wants to see this judge deny freedom of the press, come on in. Well, the bailiff decides, no, he's not going to let anybody into these courtroom proceedings. Again, breaking the law, denying all these people in their right to a public trial, to public proceedings. The judge saw this and did absolutely nothing about it. So, she becomes an accomplice at this point.
Now, what John is pointing out is, though, that during a lot of this, your voice was raised and you're very... You
looked upset.
You seemed to be agitated, and you were basically, and I thought it was amusing, but you were basically doing to the government what they normally do to other people.
Yeah.
And John is contrasting that to what we were saying earlier. What we were saying earlier about, being more respectful in front of the city council, and he's wondering why there's that discrepancy. Is that pretty much where you're coming from, John?
If I can jump in.
Sure, yeah.
I enjoy this. I like, these are not the type of things that I'm going to personally do. I love what Sam is doing. I'm not capable of doing that. Sam's a very brilliant man and a fun guy to be around and all that stuff. I would say to Sam, I don't think this was his best day, because it seemed like the yelling and the interrupting was part of the fun. And that's not...
It was.
No, we want to be the good guys, right? We don't want to come off looking like troublemakers.
I don't know about that. I mean, what they were doing was patently illegal. They're sitting there denying people in their rights. They're not following their own rules, and they know they're doing it. It's one thing when they don't know they're doing it, and I think that's a time to gently, for persuasion.
Gently.
You're saying, look, the law says this, this, and this, and you're doing this, and give them the opportunity to do the right thing. When they absolutely know that they're just going to stick it to these stupid activists who would dare come in here and bring people and defy our system and so forth, then I think it calls for a slightly different tact. And I also didn't have all of the laws memorized. I couldn't pull that together. It was another, last-minute thing that I decided to just go and do. So my goal was really to throw the bureaucrats off guard, to get them nervous and on the defensive, and I think that was pretty successful.
I think so, too. I
think it was very effective. But the only thing that when I listened to it on Free Talk Live, mm-hmm. that night, I came off thinking, and somebody else said this to me, it sounded like some, rich kid that's used to yelling at the help.
Okay.
It really left a bad taste. And like I said, I'm glad that I took you know, a couple of weeks cooling off because I was so unhappy. I was actually taking notes, and I don't normally do that. I was like, I got to really talk to Sam about this.
And John,
I don't know how to do it other than my friend, the law of attraction. You know what that's about. If if you want to be yelling and doing, some people would say rude. You know, it's always a thin line, and you're doing it on the fly. You're doing it. You're there live. It's easy for me to sit back at home and say, how would I have done that? I understand that.
But John, what you're saying right now is exactly what I was talking about in the last segment with the feedback that people get. You didn't come on and say, oh, you should have done this, this, and this, and you should have said this. You're saying my experience was rich kid who, is used to yelling at the help. That's great. That's something that I can take and say, okay, how can I shift my message to still be firm and still put these guys on the defensive?
That's what somebody said to me about how it looked.
Yep. I think it's good advice.
You know, dude, you're awesome in what you're doing, and I appreciate it, but I just want to say, if you go back and listen to that archive, I think that you're going to agree that was not your best.
I will.
That's not the image that you want to have, is the guy that's like yelling at people and just trying to be not really intimidating, but kind of like embarrassing them. I understand embarrassing on one level, but it was just, anyway.
What about raising one's voice? Is that considered yelling? If one is raising one's voice to make a point? Because I can see where Sam is coming from. Sam is basically saying he let him know, hey, you know, you're breaking the law. What you're doing here is illegal. This is what your rules say. You're not doing this. And then they continue to break the law even after they've been informed of the fact that they're breaking their own code. Then I think I think you're justified in raising your voice to make your point, Sam, especially because you're on camera. And I just think it's more entertaining far as, you know, the madman Sam comes in and is yelling at the court bureaucrats. I think there's something to that, but I also think there's absolutely something to what John is saying at the same time. So it's a tough balancing act.
Yeah,
I think that Sam's usual demeanor is much more effective than if people just had that one day to go on, they would say, I'm not so sure that this is the way. These are people that I want to support.
John, thanks for your thoughts as always, dude. We're short on time. I thank you for the call.
I'll say two quick things. One, you know, people get excited over a football game. We're talking about freedom and liberty here. And number two,
Number two, 800-259-9231. This is Free Talk Live. You bring up anything.
Yes, there is a choice, a real alternative when it comes to news and information. The GCN Radio Network has become the world leader for those who want to know the truth. Visit GCNLive.com today and discover the amazing benefit of becoming a subscriber to the GCNLive.com Radio Club. By becoming a monthly subscriber, you gain access to higher quality audio streams of all of the compelling GCN broadcast. A full archive of the shows are posted on a daily basis within 3 hours, so you can listen to what you want, when you want, fast forward, rewind, pause, and at the same time, you are supporting a beacon of free speech. Visit GCNLive.com and become a member. It's so easy. There's a choice. There is an alternative, and it's called GCNLive.com. Visit GCNLive.com today. You can also get the entire month of your favorite show on MP3 CD that plays on computers and most CD and DVD players for only $19.95. Go to GCNLive.com or call toll-free 877-300-7645.
Millions of Americans are beginning to realize the enormity of the economic and political problems facing the U.S. and the world. And for the first time in their lives, they are feeling the need for preparedness. Ready Reserve Foods has been in continuous operation, manufacturing the finest in dehydrated foods for almost 40 years. Ready Reserve is the manufacturer. Unlike other companies that just broker canned foods, Ready Reserve controls the quality from start to finish with double enameled cans and nitrogen packaging. When purchasing from Ready Reserve Foods, you are buying factory direct at wholesale prices. Other companies are quoting delivery times of 1 to 2 months, while Ready Reserve ships within 5 business days. Many companies do not even offer a catalog. We will be more than happy to send a catalog to you free of charge. Dial 1-800-453-2202, 1-800-453-2202, or visit our website at ReadyReserveFoods.com. Factory direct wholesale pricing from Ready Reserve Foods. Call us at 1-800-453-2202.
I'm Robert Woodstra, CEO of Farmers Insurance. We're a proud sponsor of March for Babies. Helping babies was an easy decision for farmers. Whether we're parents, aunts, uncles, or grandparents, when a baby has to fight for his life, we all need to help. We've participated in March for Babies for the past 20 years and will continue walking until every baby is born healthy. Join us in the March for Babies. The walk starts at marchforbabies.org.
I'm Shannon Brown with FedEx, a proud sponsor of March for Babies. Helping babies was an easy decision for FedEx. And we are all parents, aunts, uncles, and grandparents, and we care about babies. And when a baby has to fight for life, we all need to help. For over 30 years, we've been participating in March for Babies, and we will continue walking until every baby is born healthy. Join us in March for Babies. The walk starts at marchforbabies.org.
Special roast hemp coffee from hempusa.org. Our coffee grows in the dense volcanic-rich soil, herbicide and pesticide-free, in the high altitudes of Guatemala, in conditions that are ideal for the natural growth of this high-quality coffee. Try our mellow cup of coffee that is ground and roasted with 25% hemp seed from Canada. With a wonderful nutty flavor that contains 18% protein, our roasters bring out a unique flavor that make this the best cup of coffee you'll ever have. Try our new special roast hemp coffee from hempusa.org and wake up your brain without the jitters. Our customers look forward to their next cup of hemp coffee. Visit us at hempusa.org or call 908-691-2608. That's 908-691-2608. And see if you'll change your mind about drinking coffee again. Taste the difference. Feel the difference at hempusa.org.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231 and log on at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live. You can dial in and bring up anything. 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. It's 800-259-9231. And it's Ian here with you.
I'm Sam.
And Mark.
And you can join us online at freetalklive.com. If you like the show and you want to help support Free Talk Live, you can shop with us at amazon.freetalklive.com. Enter Amazon through that link. Free Talk Live gets a percentage of your purchase. It's that simple. You can buy used items, brand new, in dozens of categories. Over at Amazon.freetalklive.com, there's a lot of stuff, and you can save a lot of money because they don't have to pay for all of the overhead of running actual storefront locations. So head over to Amazon.freetalklive.com, get your shopping done. Plus, you can read reviews of just about everything that they sell, which is really helpful in the buying process. Again, Amazon.freetalklive.com. Continuing with your phone calls, Bile is on the line, on the amp line in New Jersey. Hello, Bile.
Good evening, gentlemen.
Hey, Bile.
What's on your mind?
I wanted, 2 segments ago, Sam brought up the comment on my blog about his and Patrick's speech. And I just wanted to say something that was left out when Sam had quoted that. So after Bosco, a friend of mine who was up at the Liberty Forum, he made that comment. I told him that maybe he should go over to freeteen.com and give a little constructive criticism and tell Sam and Patrick about that comment. And the very next thing that Bosco says is, I think the best strategy would to put my money where my mouth is and move to Keene and actually do it.
Yep.
So you actually know this guy and you think that he's actually telling the truth?
Absolutely. He's one of my best friends.
Oh, fantastic.
And, he's planning on moving up to Keene with me. So.
Great. Well, that's fantastic. So then we'll see him here and he can set the example for everyone else and show them how it's done.
Well, I'm just saying that, you know, it's not as if he doesn't do anything and is just criticizing from the sidelines.
Oh, yeah. And
but there are a lot of people like that, you would admit.
Oh, absolutely. But I'm just saying he's not. I mean, he goes out and does his own thing, and he's planning on moving up to New Hampshire.
Great. Look forward to seeing him when he gets here.
Hopefully, if things go well, we'll be up there in a year or so, less than a year.
Great. Anything else on your mind tonight, Bob?
No, that's all.
All right, thanks for the call. 800-259-9231. That is the SACL CAI toll-free line as we continue with Dan in Indiana. Dan, you're on Free Talk Live.
Hello, gentlemen. How you doing?
First, on your mind,
Sam, yeah. I wanted to say, when you took on those bureaucrats there at the court, you reminded me a lot of Jimmy Justice, the fellow that
I never even made that connection, but that's a great observation. Jimmy Justice, if for our listeners that haven't seen Jimmy Justice, he he's awesome and so brave, maybe a little crazy. But, you know, that might be what it takes to make some changes happen. He's in the streets of New York City with a video camera catching evidence, which apparently is pretty easy to find, of city bureaucrats, like parking enforcers particularly, doing parking violations. So the enforcers themselves caught in the act of violating. Then when they come out of the donut shop or the McDonald's.
Or the lunch place where they're parked in front of the fire hydrant, he's sitting there with his camera.
And he yells and he he curses at them. And he's much meaner than Sam was. And one of the things I pointed out to Sam during the break about the way he handled those courtroom bureaucrats was he didn't call them names like, you know, hey, you fat so-and-so, or you're an ugly mofo, or whatever. And he didn't. He could have been really mean and nasty, but he was just, I think you were more firm than anything else, and you were essentially demanding your rights, and
yes,
that's pretty much what you're doing.
I think the way people, this was the second point that I forgot at the end of the segment, the way people need to look at public officials, these are public servants in your employ. These are your employees.
That's what they claim.
And when your employees are not following the rules, what do? You need to get on to them and correct that mistake. And, you know, the way these people respond is by having something that affects them or something that they think is going to directly impact them. And you have to remember that these people are effectively shielded from any kind of negative consequences. It takes a lot to go after one of these bureaucrats in a way that's going to affect them personally because the system's set up to protect them.
Exactly. You know, if they're public servants and stuff, you just tell them, hey, you're a public servant, huh? Well, then check my oil and clean my windshield, you schmuck.
No, well, see, that's what I was
name calling
about that.
Yeah.
Okay, but the other thing I wanted to talk to Ian about, he had brought up about the market signals, and this is the real reason why I wanted to call his show today. Obviously, there's some other folks that the WKBK that aren't as
that's one of our radio affiliates.
That aren't as freedom minded, and I'd like to be able to what you think as far as to be able to distill the message and get it to where they can understand regarding market signals. I thought that was brilliant what you said. But I mean,
are you referring to the calls? We have to remember, Dan, we're talking to an international audience that may not be in the loop with what you're talking about. Are you referring to a call that I made to a local talk show on Saturday morning?
Well, you had mentioned just something earlier about market signals. I wanted to know how we could condense that and get it to where they could understand in dealing with those folks on the Saturday morning.
How a statist could understand market signals? Is that what you're asking about?
Yeah, and you know, how they could best be able to get our message through to them, and using the concept of market signals as far as you know, how that would work better.
Okay, it's a good question. Dan, thanks for the call. Thank you for the call tonight. He's talking about this show that airs here in Keene, New Hampshire. It's a couple of local politicians pretty much every Saturday morning talking about local issues. And liberty activists make a point of calling into that show. Sam, you and I pretty much are weekly callers. Others also are relatively regular. And, of course, we're inviting more people to participate just because it's fun to call in and hold their feet to the flame and ask them questions and things like that. And Dan's question is, well, how do you communicate to these statists that are not the most hardcore of statists, most of them? How do you communicate the idea of market signals to a statist? And I think that at least up here in New Hampshire, the politicians are just a little bit better than, you know, your average politicians around the country. They do still somewhat understand the idea of live free or die, and they are with the idea of freedom on a number of issues.
And
so,
the way the government's set up here, you're dealing with pretty much average folks, not professional politicians.
So I think that one of the ways to get a message to these people is repetition. And of course, if you aren't feeling like you're getting your message through, then you can try back another time and you can reconstruct your message. And I guess that's what he was asking for, is how best to communicate that idea.
I think one of the most effective ways to get an idea across that challenges somebody's paradigm is really to ask questions. If you're doing most of the talking, then you're probably not doing it right.
That's a great point.
This is something I really need to work on a lot. I have a tendency to jump on there and just start, because we have all these ideas that we've heard and we've done all the research and we've seen all the story after story after story that really proves our point and you know, just makes it clear that this is the best logical solution, but they haven't. So finding a way to ask questions and also give some personal examples that really kind of tie in with with something in their life, something that they can connect with, something that will make it real for them, and asking it in a way that makes it really hard for them to deny.
Now, politicians, on the specific issue of market signals, politicians are not immune from market signals. They're just insulated from most of them.
Yes.
They're insulated from caring about what most of the market signals are that they're getting. Politicians usually only respond most to market signals during election season when they're trying to win or win back or continue to win the political seat that they are aspiring toward.
Or when something really outrageous happens that the public just becomes enraged about and they start getting hundreds of calls. That's about the only two events that they really care about.
Right, and the reason why they would take action in that particular case is because they don't want those hundreds of people they called to remember what they did when the election season
they want it to
along.
Just blow over and go away.
So the real hot time for politicians to respond to signals is around election season. That's when you'll see them actually, you know, on radio shows answering questions. That's when you'll be able to approach them in public and possibly get some sort of beat around the bush answer out of them. But once the election is over, it's like, well, many of them will disappear. They're not interested in talking to their constituents anymore. And that's not as much the case up here in New Hampshire because the representatives represent a very small amount of people. So they're much easier to access. They don't have aides. They don't have staff members.
You call their house.
Yeah, you're literally calling their home office and their kids are picking up the phone. So it's not hard to get them on the phone. But the senators are much more insulated here in New Hampshire. There are only like 20 of them.
Right,
and
but
they've got staffs. They've got people that will filter their calls and things like that.
Even the state senator gave her cell phone number out on the radio the other few weeks ago, and I wrote, I believe it was for this medical marijuana bill.
Which passed, by the way, with flying colors today.
Is it law now?
No, it passed the House.
Oh, okay. So it's a complicated process they like. Anyway, but I got five emails back from, I think there was six or eight in the list that I had emailed to, and I got a response from most of them, so it was really surprising.
But I haven't really pointed out how the differences, the comparison between the very insulated situation that politicians are under with market signals and having a very, very small amount of market signals coming into them, compared to the average business owner. And that's the comparison I think you want to make on that issue. We can come back and talk more about it. Take your calls about whatever you want. 800-259-9231. This is Free Talk Live.
Gun Day, Gun Day, Gun Day. 3 days to exercise your Second Amendment rights for only $10 per person April 3rd, 4th, and 5th at Knob Creek Gun Range. The world's largest machine gun shooting military gun show is fun for the whole family, with machine guns and flamethrowers for rent, helicopter rides, and over 800 tables showcasing handguns, shotguns, rifles, and more. Opens at 9 a.m. Call 502-922-4457 or visit knobcreekrange.com. That's K-N-O-B, creekrange.com.
We the People grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit, then carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Hi, Ted Anderson. On placing a silver dollar in a book explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.